Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ten and a half of the hour. It's Christmas week. It's the first of, 8 days of Hanukkah. The Hanukkah is a very interesting tradition. If you know anything about the Jewish world, the Jewish tradition, the Jewish religion, the Jewish faith, ethnicity of being a Jew, all that stuff. And it happens at the same time. It's interesting because, for me, anyway, I find it compelling that most of the major religions that have problems with each other all celebrate their holidays around the first, the same time of year every year. Although Hanukkah sort of seems to, it isn't consistent. Like, it's always December 25th for, and the Kwanzaa thing, I think, happens at the same time. And Easter is not necessarily on the same day, but it's around the same time.
Hanukkah's around the same time every year, too. It just
right.
differs by
sometimes day, earlier
so.
In December.
Yeah.
Right. So Hanukkah is the Hebrew word for dedication. Dedication. Jewish celebration that lasts 8 days, 8 nights, commemorating the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem, or at least according to the traditional beliefs, a miracle occurred that allowed oil to light a menorah for 8 days when there was only enough oil for 1 day. It pretty much is the same theme as Jesus having one fish and being able to feed how many people. Remember that story from the Bible? One fish turned into all the fish that was needed. And this is sort of a play. Most religions have that same sort of a story in them one way or another. So the holiday starting on a different day every year, as it follows the Jewish calendar, not the Gregorian calendar, The Gregorian calendar is what we use. On each of the 8 nights of Hanukkah, there's a new candle added to, and it is lit after sundown, and that is only accepted on Friday, where the candle is lit before sundown. A night candle is called a shamash. Is that how you pronounce it? Shamash? I should have some of my Jewish friends who explain all of this. My Jewish knowledge is not deep, although I've been very close.
You have two in-laws who are Jewish, right? A daughter-in-law
A
son-in-law.
Yep,
both
right,
your kids married Jewish people.
Yes, they did.
So you should learn more of this stuff.
Well, I've been around. I've had, frankly, a lot of the women that I've been involved with in my life have been Jewish, and I think that that they were more ethnic Jews than they were religious Jews, and I don't know. This is something, though, that I think most Jews hold the Hanukkah is, of all of the traditions that I know about anyway, the one that seems to be the most holy, or the one that they typically are most engaged in. So anyway, the holiday celebrates the miracle of the oil, and foods are fried in oil during these 8 days. Latkes, potato pancakes that have onions in them, are eaten during the holiday, most often by Eastern European Jews.
That are the most delicious.
Latkes are awesome. Yeah.
It's literally just flat potatoes.
Yeah, I saw your daughter-in-law post that she made her first batch of latkes. They looked good.
Yep. I'll have, going to her mother's house for Christmas Eve, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of that stuff. Her father actually has a restaurant. He's a very good cook, among other things. Isn't it funny how people, as they go through life, they do things, they change their lives oftentimes midstream. Here's one of the most successful writers and television producers in Hollywood who doesn't want to do it anymore. He wants to run a restaurant. So that's the wife continues being a television producer. The daughter is a television producer, but he wants to run a restaurant. So that's what he did. It's kind of cool, I think, when people just decide that they want to have a different life. And you certainly are entitled to that. There's no reason that you shouldn't. You got to do what you want to do. You got to do what you like to do. Your life should be full, especially this time of year, of vibrancy and love and stuff. There's the popular media, the popular news media and the media in general, because the media, I always, Jennifer and I lock horns on this frequently because she keeps referring to it as the media. It isn't the media. The media encompasses all six of the, what they call the six estates. It happens to be television, radio, movies, and so and the news media is one of the things that are within the umbrella of the media. Daisy's decided to tear a box apart. And
I was going to say, what is in the background? What's happening?
Daisy, what are you doing? Come on. Let me ripping that apart. She looks at me. I should take a picture of that look.
Bulldogs and boxes. Yeah. It's like a thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
My Charlotte friend has used two bulldogs, to rip apart and they just rip every
everything.
Box apart.
Rip yeah. them apart. Rip them apart. She was a very good girl, though, on the trip. She rode wonderfully. She was a great companion. She didn't know. She just came. She's a wonderful, just the sweetest, nicest, friendliest thing. Whenever she meets somebody like where I'm living now, is a very quiet neighborhood right on the Santa Monica-Venice line. And we're about four blocks from the beach. And so last night we had our first walk around. And we have dogs and new dogs and old dogs. When they meet, there's always a very interesting dance that goes on. And we had a few of those last night. But she's getting so that she's, you know, imagine what you don't know. Here's a dog. I've told this story about where she came from. I rescued her from a puppy mill. She'd had two litters, been locked in a cage for 2 years, lived in her own squalor, had no training whatsoever. When I get her, she couldn't walk. And now she is, she tears around the farm. She loves being around the animals. She's just living a life, and you can tell by her attitude that she's so thankful. You can see that in dogs. Like your dog, you're going through a tough time with your dog, Victoria, and I'm sure that when that dog looks at you, that dog understands how much love there is between the two of you. You can see it in their eyes. And so I'm very thankful. It's one of the things we all need to be thinking about, our blessings at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so where was I when I got off on that? Daisy started chewing on the box. Where was what was my thought process as I went into that? You know,
I got stuck on dogs, so I don't know.
Well, the holidays and what we take, how it is that there's so much similarity. We want to fight about stuff, and yet all these religions and the times of year, it's so silly for us. It's just really silly. It's sad that we want to fight. There's so much fighting going on. It seems to be part of the human condition. There's a kind of a war on Christmas that goes on every year at this time. And
have you ever heard anyone saying something negative about Christmas? Or I hear this phrase,
well,
war
it depends
on, Christmas,
on what you're... The war on Christmas is the war on religious Christmas. It's the war... It's people like me who say that this really isn't... You know, this was a pagan holiday that the Catholics overtook, grabbed, if you will. And it has nothing to do with Jesus. Jesus was born in March. Jesus wasn't born in December. But because there was a pagan holiday, and so, you know, if you say that, oh, my God, this guy is anti-religion and he hates Jesus, and nothing could be further than the truth. As a matter of fact, I made it my business when I was a kid going to, and even in, not in just Sunday school and being involved in a lot of church activities when I was a kid, but when I went to a school, it was very attached to my faith, to my sect, and learned a lot more. I took a lot of courses on religion. As a matter of fact, I think I took most every course on religion. That was what made, when I was at that event in Washington a couple of weeks ago, focusing on China, we're talking about Taoism and the religions of China and how unusual it is for the Chinese people to have so ignored their traditions, because one of the things that the history of China is built on are religious celebrations and religious understandings of how the world came to be. And with communism, it was all just dismissed. And so you wonder that some of the old time Chinese folks who were still around that were practicing Taoism, and some of the, there were, you know, there were a number of other religions that were close to to that that were practiced there. It was all of, China was about religion. And so the fact that it's been cast aside the way that it has is really pretty amazing. So anyway, you've got these 24-hour Christmas movie marathons on the Hallmark Channel, and they're not about Jesus. They're about Santa Claus. So they're about the spirit of Christmas or the things that go on that aren't necessarily about Christmas. And so it becomes confusing for a lot of people. What does Christmas mean? Is Christmas about the birth of Christ, or is Christmas about Santa Claus and gifts? And where did all that stuff come from? And how did they get blended together as much as they did get blended together? I'm happy they did, because I think there's a tone in the air that is different at this time of year than any other time of the year. There's something about, even though it's very commercial, and you know, it's about food and all kinds of other things, but there's a spirit, there's a feeling, there's an energy in the air that, you know, is, I think it does, I think it permeates everything. The stuff about Christmas that I wish would kind of just go away. That's just my own. Yeah, and I think a lot about my childhood this time. I think most of us do. We think about our childhood and Christmas traditions and that sort of stuff. Kind of is what kept me together as a kid growing up, frankly. It's 19 past the hour.
As we watch this suburban garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, we notice that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like, I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day, because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is pretty good music to get you up and around. Lindsey Buckingham, former Fleetwood Mac singer and guitarist, returning to the stage this coming spring for his first concert since he underwent emergency open-heart surgery earlier this year. The operation has damaged his vocal cords when doctors fed tubes down his throat so he could breathe. Really messed up, though, his ability to sing, even in talk. The performance taking place at the Beale Street Music Festival in Memphis. The dates of the festival run from the 1st of May to the 3rd of May. You may remember that he had experienced a heart attack in the early part of the year, and at the time his wife said she didn't know if the vocal cord damage would be permanent or not. And in May, he made an appearance at his daughter's high school graduation where he played, but he didn't sing. Instead, the students sang Landslide. This is... A song
that will never not be good.
Fabulous song.
It's such a shame that their relationship just devolved into such animosity.
What can possibly be so bad about all the great music that they've created together? And how you can't get over it. It's all ego. Most of the problems, as I said, we talk about the war on Christmas or the war on this and the war on that. It's all about ego. Control. That's all.
Well, I guess he wanted to... I saw Stevie interviewed about it or about something else, and she mentioned it or she was asked about it. She said he wanted to wait like another 18 months so he could tour on his own project instead of touring with the band, and they just moved forward without him, and they wanted to get back on the road. So I guess
they give him 10 million bucks.
I think 14 was the number that got tossed around.
Yeah. The last time he played a full concert was December of last year. It was a solo show. He and his wife, Kristen, blasted the members of Fleetwood Mac, calling them awful people, void of conscience, and Mick in particular, a dishonest coward. I think Mick probably has moments of difficulties, I'm going to guess. Just watching his energy, I think he would be a little difficult. I think Christy McPhee could be a little difficult too. I don't know about Stevie, but that's just the way they come across. Anyway, having said that, Kristen, Lindsay's wife, tweeted that Buckingham was seeing a vocal specialist, and in September she wrote that life, love, and Lindsay are all great, thank you. Since Lindsay's heart attack, the Buckinghams have placed their Brentwood home on the market with an asking price of $29.5 million. They sold another home there for $19 million last year. So where are they moving to, I guess, would be
I don't know.
The question.
Unless they're just selling now while they can make money and then buying another place in that area. I don't know.
Yeah. Brentwood's not normally... I mean, Brentwood's okay, but it's not Bel Air. I'm surprised you get that kind of... It must be a very special house. I don't know the house, but it's a lot of dough for a house that's not on the beach or not in Beverly Hills. Willie Nelson up next at 26 after here on the DJV program. Willie and his son Micah and Lucas playing Jacob Dylan, who's Bob Dylan's son, also working together. Danny Harrison, obviously related to George.
George. Yeah, Danny Harrison is George Harrison's son. And then Amos Lee is not related to the rest of them, but all friends.
Yeah. They're teaming up for an all-star cover of Tom Petty's song, For Real. Petty originally recorded For Real in August of 2000, but the song wasn't released until this past February when it appears on the retrospective Tom Petty, The Best of Everything album. The new cover has been released as For Real for Tom. Accompanying the new song is a behind-the-scenes documentary about the recording of this For Real for Tom, which captures the good, strong family sort of vibe of the session. The documentary features a sweet moment when Amos Lee recalls watching Lucas Nelson record his father Willie's vocals. For Real for Tom, out now. And you're listening to it as it plays in the background here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
As we watch this bourbon garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, we notice that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump continuing his attacks on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the two articles of impeachment passed in the House over to the Senate. The president on Twitter accusing Pelosi of trying to take over the Senate. The president tweeting, "The witch hunt must end now," capital letters, with a trial in the Senate or let her default and lose. Lawmakers still remain at an impasse over the form of the trial by the Republican-controlled Senate. President Trump will be in Florida at his home, Mar-a-Lago, in West Palm Beach for the 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year's with his family. North Korea appears to be at it again as nuclear talks have stalled, the regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
It's fabulous. This is Christmas time. It's the DJV program. How do you do? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah, all of those things. I was talking about the war on Christmas. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off this week. And the ideas that we have are, these are universal ideas. I think what I was getting at, and I didn't get there, in terms of the war on Christmas, this business about happy holidays, and maybe it confronted me more as I travel across the country, and I have a story that I have to tell about a fabulous experience that could have been tragic for me. I didn't tell you ladies about this. I was driving from Dallas across Texas, and any of you who have traveled from Dallas down to El Paso on Interstate 20, you know you can go for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles without going by a town, a gas station, or anything. I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere. And the speed limit on the highway is 80 miles an hour, so that means people are driving 90, 95, 100. So I'm driving along and listening to the radio, and Daisy's sitting right next to me, and the car dies. Literally just dies. And I'm in the right-hand lane, so I felt that the throttle, there's nothing you can do. It's like being in suspended animation. So I drift off to the side of the road, and the car comes to a stop. I'm off the road enough so that I'm not in immediate danger. But I'm not way off the road because there's not much of a shoulder to the road anyway. And I get out of the car, and I'm thinking, I'm very perplexed because I don't know what the problem is. And so immediately upon me getting out of the car and looking toward the rear, toward the back of the car, a car pulls up behind me. It's not a police car. It's a guy in a red Cadillac. And he gets out of the car and he says, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah, you sure can. I don't know what's wrong with this car. It was just serviced, and before I came out here, it's in perfect condition, or it seemed to be anyway. I haven't had any trouble at all, and now the car just dies." So he said, "Well, I'm an engineer. I got my tools, because I didn't bring any tools with me. We have a problem with the car on the road. These modern cars, you're not going to fix them with tools, per se." So he said, "Well, let's just take a quick look." So I opened up the hood, and the car, when it was serviced, you know how most cars today, when they put it in the shop to service it, they disconnect the battery. And so when the technician put the battery cables back on the battery, he didn't tighten one side. So it was just loose. And sooner or later, if you're not making a direct connection, those of you who know anything about battery connections in cars and trucks and whatever, if you don't make a direct connection, it'll wear out, the battery will go dead, or you won't have a connection and the car will die. Because unless it's a diesel-powered car, you have to have electricity in order for the spark to burn the gasoline, and so without the spark, the car dies. So the guy says, "Okay, the battery cable's loose, tighten it up." Said, "Get in the car and start it." Got in the car, started it right up, bingo, bango. And so I looked at him, and he was a really swell. His name was Albert Costanzo. He and his wife and daughter are on their way to El Paso for a birthday party. And in a short period of time, I learned an awful lot about this guy. And it made me think about, and I said to him, "You're Santa Claus as far as I'm concerned, pal." And we shared our little information, and I just was, you know, I mean, think about it. You're in the middle of nowhere. Your car dies. If you call 911, you're in jeopardy. I got out of the car and was about to pull Daisy to stand beside the road, to get away from the car, because you never can tell what's going to happen going down the road. These cars are zooming by you at 90, 95, 100 miles an hour. So anyway, and the fact that he was thoughtful enough and careful enough and loving enough to pull over on that dangerous roadway to offer me a hand. Wow.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
Ah, fabulous. So anyway, that's a story. I think what I said to him and his wife and his family, "Merry Christmas." People are afraid to say that these days. For whatever the reason, it's so silly, the happy holidays and stuff, because they don't want to offend anybody. You know, it's not about the business of offending someone. Why would you be offended even if you didn't celebrate Christmas if somebody wished you well? And that's what Merry Christmas is. It's a greeting. It's a way of saying, a loving way of saying, "I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful month. I hope your life is swell." That's what Merry Christmas means to me. So I'm not put off by people who say Happy Holidays. As a matter of fact, I make a point of saying Merry Christmas to people, and I don't really, I'm not trying to get into their shorts, but you know what? If you're offended by somebody saying Merry Christmas, you need an adjustment.
Well, I think that there's nothing wrong with saying, I think that's kind of an odd way of looking at it. Obviously I'm not offended by someone saying Merry Christmas to me because I celebrate Christmas. But I also don't think there's anything wrong with saying Happy Holidays to someone. It's not an insult to Christmas.
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying people take it. Some people take it as, "Oh, I'm not celebrating Christmas." Well, you know, okay, so you're not. I'm wishing you well. That's what Merry Christmas means to me.
Okay, well, that's what it... I don't know, maybe we're not understanding each other. I don't know, to me it sounds like saying Happy Holidays is an affront to Christmas is what we're saying. That
No, I'm not saying that. You didn't hear me say that. I'm just saying that people who are offended by me saying Merry Christmas to them, you know what, I'm still wishing you well. That's what this is.
Has this actually happened to you, though, where someone has told you that they were offended?
Yeah.
And what was the circumstance?
I was in a store, and I picked up something that dropped. This lady dropped something on the floor, and I picked it up and gave it to her, and I wished her a Merry Christmas, and she snarled at me. She said, I don't celebrate Christmas. So, you know what, lady? I'm sorry for you and your pain, but I tried. I helped you. I picked the thing up off the floor because you couldn't reach over. You were too fat to reach over and pick it up. So I picked it up and wished you a Merry Christmas. That's all. That was it. That was an exchange of energy. And
well, that's on her then. That's
That's what I'm saying. It's
I've mistakenly said Merry Christmas to Jewish people, and they have, you know, been very gracious about it and said thank you, but we celebrate
Hanukkah.
As well
they should. Yeah, fine. That's the way to handle it. That's the way to handle it. It seems to me. Anyway, so I told you my story about what happened along the road. There were so many great stories and things that you can think about. For example, if you have a Christmas tree and you're wondering what to do with it after Christmas, Victoria has the perfect solution. This is a great idea, especially if you're along the beach, which is where it's perfect for Victoria because she lives on the beach.
Yeah.
So,
well, this
what do
is
you do?
Specifically in down in the Outer Banks where beach erosion from all the hurricanes is a real, real problem. And so people are saying that a lot of organizations are down in down along the Outer Banks are saying that you can give your Christmas tree a second life, and it's actually acting as a natural fence. And so essentially what they're doing, there are pictures of it, you can see along the, you know, along the fences that they have where dunes are, there's a lot of dune erosion that happens, and dunes are an important part of the landscape of beach life, especially on the East Coast that gets really hit and pounded so much with beach erosion and hurricanes. And so what they're doing is they're taking the discarded Christmas trees and they're lining them up all along the fences so it acts as a barrier in between the dunes and the water. And so you can, you know, it's a very green way, very environmentally friendly way to dispose of your Christmas tree. And I'm sure all up and down the East Coast this is probably going to start popping up now, because most of the time Christmas trees, you know, you put them out onto the curb when you're done with them, and then they get taken, and sometimes some towns will grind them up and turn them into wood chips and for landscaping or whatever, and other times they just kind of sit in a landfill and rot, and it's just like throwing out vegetables and stuff. It's not good for the environment. It just, there isn't enough air in those landfills, and so the gases get trapped, and that's a big part of greenhouse gas emissions and things like that. So This is a great way to recycle and give your tree a second life. And
I'll tell you,
sure,
that I was going to start
beyond the Outer
Banks,
I'm sure we'll see more of this.
One of those composting things on my farm. Did I tell you that? I think I may have told you. Starting a food compost facility.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To go along with the rest of the composting, because it is a great way to utilize stuff. It's like burning, it seems to me, all the trash in the world. There are several places around me now that are burning trash for energy, and it's working out very well. But it's neat. It's very cool. Drinking water that you are putting into your mouth right now, is it killing you? We examine that on one of the current editions of the podcast, American Family Farmer Show. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. If you want to find out what's going on, the relationship between family, food, and the farm, that's what the American Family Farmer podcast is all about. I do this every single week. There's a lot of information on ag, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the current ones that's posted is your drinking water killing you is, we'll give you the answer to that. Listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Alexa is Amazon's voice-activated assistant with more than 100 million devices sold so far. And using Alexa data and user surveys, the folks at VoiceBrew have found the top uses for Alexa. So what's number one? Catherine Prescott is from VoiceBrew.
The first killer app for Alexa has definitely been listening to music.
Right.
Alexa makes it so easy to play music at home. Second, Alexa really simplifies starting your smart home. It's really magical to turn on the lights with your voice. There's a misconception that you need all kinds of wiring and new light fixtures, but really all you need is to buy a few smart light bulbs.
More is at voicebrew.com. And if you want to have your product featured here, tweet me at TechItOutRadio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So other things that are going on, Victoria and Karen and I have sort of our tinfoil up, trying to figure out what some of the better things. This is really cool, Karen. This church that paid off $5 million in medical debt for 5,555 families. So where the $5 million come from its parishioners? Is that where the money came from under the circumstances? The church not likely to have $5 million. They're just sitting around, unless it's Joel Osteen's church. So the fact that there were all these people that benefited from it.
Yeah, these are the stories that I love to hear around Christmas, around the holidays. Yeah. I would love to hear them year-round, but it's just, I don't know. So we were talking earlier about kind of what does Christmas mean and what's the story behind Christmas, and I don't really care that much about the history of Christmas, but I care so much about how people use it and what people do with that time of year, and this is what people should be doing, is helping
other people.
The
Christian Assembly Church in Eagle Rock, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, said it raised enough money to pay off the medical debt of all these families that are in the greater Los Angeles area. And because of this group, imagine that as a Christmas gift. Think about the medical bills that a lot of people have.
To not have that stress anymore.
Not have that worry.
Amazing.
Anymore.
Yeah.
What a great Christmas. That is a great Christmas story and a great Christmas benefit. God bless you. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Money Pit time. I want to talk about what to do with your Christmas tree. Tommy got some ideas on that line. Tom Kreitler is a co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You can subscribe to their Money Pit podcast, which I will tell you is well worth your time and effort. You can catch that anytime you would like to on iTunes and Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeart. It's the same. We have ours available on all of these sites, TuneIn Radio. That's the place I go, tune in, to listen to a lot of this sort of thing. So Tommy's got some answers to some questions for all of us after we study this new generation bringing home ownership back into what they consider the American dream. Here's Andy Solomon with the answer to those people's questions about what they aspire to do regarding home ownership.
According to a new survey from Freddie Mac, Gen Z is having a more positive perception of what it means to own a home than millennials at the same age, with 93% seeing it as something to be proud of. David Brickman, CEO of Freddie Mac, explains.
Our survey finds that Gen Z clearly aspire to own a home and understand the advantages of renting. A majority hope to become homeowners sooner than has been average for prior generations, and they've expressed a preference to live in medium-sized homes in the suburbs.
Although these results are good news for the housing market, they also highlight the challenges many in Gen Z will face.
Rising home prices, difficulty saving for a down payment, job changes, and student debt will all remain obstacles for those in Gen Z looking to purchase a home. However, our survey shows that this generation is more financially educated than previous ones and clearly understands the benefits of home ownership. Gen Z is optimistic and believes they will overcome financial challenges to own a home in the future.
For more information, visit FreddieMac.com.
So let's see here, the Money Pit and the recommendations for what to do with the things. Now, I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, Tommy, but when people are done with their trees or people are done with boxes and all the wrappings and stuff later this week, what happens? What should happen? What are some of the ideas? If you go to moneypit.com, you must have ideas. People, there was one suggestion that trees be given so that they can help stop beach erosion. And there are a lot of towns that grind up the trees. So what do you advise to people who are asking, what do I do with all this stuff?
Well, I think you're right. You shouldn't just be tossing out, if you have a live Christmas tree Christmas is past, you ought to be finding a place to recycle. And a lot of towns do pick up these trees and turn them into mulch, which is a great use for it. The point is just don't put it on the side of the road. You know, try to find a recycle program. If you contact Earth 911, they have a directory every year that lists all the recycling programs across the country. The other thing about this time of year is a lot of folks are changing out electronics. In fact, there's more electronics that are changed out this month than any other month because everybody's getting new ones for the holidays. So think about recycling those gadgets. I know that we were looking to pick up another iPhone for one of my kids, and I was interested to see that Apple will offer rebates, significant rebates too. You know, the really old one, $50 up to, you know, $200, $300, $400 for a newer one. If you ship back the old phone to them. So why not do something like that? Don't throw it out.
Yeah.
You know, just recycle it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So there are times when you may have a question about something going on in your home and you don't know what to do about it. You can always go to moneypit.com or you can call them 888-MONEY-PIT anytime, day or night. Tommy has the phone. Huh? What do you want? leave the question. They'll answer it on the air and they'll send you the answer. Here's a question from John. His question, is there a way to keep snow from forming at the edge of my roof? Well, it's not really snow that's forming at the edge of your roof. It's ice, right?
Yeah, that's right, because, you know, where the roof overhangs the exterior of wall of your house, that area will freeze. So what happens is, if you don't have enough insulation, the underside of the attic sheathing among the rest of the house gets warmer, melts the snow, it runs down to that edge and freezes. We call it ice dams. So you have to have adequate insulation. You have to have good ventilation. And if you're replacing your roof, you need to have a material called ice and water shield, which goes under the shingles and stops any of that backed up water ice from freezing and leaking into your home itself. So those are the best ways to do it. Now, if you just want to do something after the fact, there's also heating cables you can put at that edge, but they are expensive to run. Straight resistance heat.
Yeah, right. They are expensive to run. All right, questions anytime to moneypit.com. Check out the podcast that's there, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.